The way that we have found helpful for teaching many skills, including how to use an iMessage, is called a hassle line, H-A-S-S-L-E. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're hassling each other, but it could look like that. The overall approach looks like this. First, we would say, break down on paper where everyone can see, you know, easel paper, what the components of an iMessage are. I feel blank when blank because blank, and I would like or would be willing to blank. Then we make sure that easel paper is visible to all the people being part of the training that day in the room. And we break the room into two groups so that it looks like two lines of people and they're facing each other. You know you have enough people partnered off by asking them to reach across directly from them and shake hands with the person that's facing them. If everyone's got someone to shake hands with, you've got your partners. And then we present a scenario. And we ask one line to be the people using the iMessage and one line to be the people who have, in the scenario, created the problem or the issue. So we could say, okay, everyone in the first line using iMessages, you come home and you are someone who just loves their garden and spends a lot of time in their garden, and it is the joy of your life, and it's where you find your solace, and it's really important to you, and you come home, and once again, the neighbor's dog is digging in your garden and pulling up your begonias. And then line two, who are the people who are the identified potential problem people, you have a dog that you just love. This dog has seen you through thick and thin and been a companion to you through some dark times that, you know, taught you a lot about what it means to have unconditional love. And when you come home at the end of the day, your dog is always happy to see you and also loves going out to romp for a while. And you don't always watch, you know, where the dog's going. The yard's, you know, pretty closed in, so you don't know there's any real problem. You know, your dog is a great dog and would never hurt anyone, and that's all you know. So then we ask line one to approach their partner in line two and use an I statement to resolve the issue of the dog digging in their garden. And we time it for like 3 minutes, and then we say break. And the people back up from their partner. And then we ask, you know, the line one, how did it feel when you were using the I statement? Did you feel like you were able to convey your needs? And did you guys reach a resolution? Line two, how did you feel when you were approached by somebody about a problem you didn't know existed? Did you feel attacked? Did you feel like it was a collaborative? Did you feel like that you were invested in perpetuating a relationship based on how you were approached? And then we would shift so that everyone has a different partner and reverse, you know, line two then would become the people using I statements. Line one would be the people who have the cause of potential conflict. And always debriefing afterwards and always identifying what things, you know, worked in those pairs. You know, when she said this, that really disarmed me. I wasn't expecting that. When he did that, I automatically had my guard up. And again, if you're trying to take the you out of it, you're more likely to be successful.